Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and we are up to parak Dalet, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Dinei HaTumas V'Taharas Maschilin Min HaGadol. When it comes to Tumah and Tahara, we always start with the Gadol, with the most prominent of the Dayanim. He's the one that speaks first, because it's not nice, not respectful for lesser Dayanim to speak before the Gadol. Dinei Nefashos Maschilin Min HaTzad. But when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, we start with the smallest of the judges, because we're afraid that once the biggest of the judges had said his opinion, everyone's going to be afraid to argue. Hakol k'sherin l'adin dinei mamonos, everyone could be a judge for dinei mamonos cases, meaning regardless of one's yichus, obviously you need to be qualified, but regardless of your yichus, ve'ena kol k'sherin l'adin dinei nefashos, but not everyone could be a judge for dinei nefashos, so kohanim levim yisraelim amsim l'kuna, only kohanim levim and those yisraelim that are on a level of yichus that they can marry into kahuna, meaning if it's a mamzer or an eved or something like that, then they would not be allowed to serve as a judge in dinei nefashos cases. It has to be someone whose daughter can marry a kohen. Mishnah Gimel, Sanhedrin ha'isa k'chati gor nagulu. The Sanhedrin would sit in a semicircle, k'deshi ron zezeh, so that all of the members of the Sanhedrin could see each other. Ushnei sofrei adayanim omdim fam. They'd have two scribes standing in front of them, echad miyamin v'echad mismal, one to the right of the Dayanim, one to the left of the Dayanim, the Kosin Divrei Mazakim, the Divrei Mechayvin, and they would write down all the arguments in both directions. Rabbi Yudah Omer Shlosha, that there were actually three scribes, Echor Kosiv Divrei Mazakim, Vechor Kosiv Divrei Mechayvin, Vashlishi Kosiv Divrei Mazakim, V'Divrei Mechayvin. One of them would write everything, all the arguments in favor, the other one would write all the arguments against, and then the third one would write all of the arguments in both directions. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we had said that the two more differences between Dinei Nefashos in other cases, that by Tumas and Taharas we begin min ha-gadol, whereas by Dinei Nefashos we begin min ha-tzad, and that the standard of yichus you need for Dinei Nefashos is much, much higher, only those from Masin Lekuhuna. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that the Sanhedrin would sit in a semicircle where they would all see each other, and in Machlokas Tanaim, how many scribes they would have, either two scribes writing down everything, or three scribes, one writing Divrei Mezakin, one writing Divrei Mechayvin, and the third one writing everything. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.